The Prophecy of Daniel. Chapter 13. The History of Susanna and the Two Elders. Now there was a man that dwelt in Babylon, and his name was Joachim. And he took a wife whose name was Susanna, the daughter of Helcias, a very beautiful woman, and one that feared God. For her parents, being just, had instructed their daughter according to the law of Moses. Now Joachim was very rich, and had an orchard near his house, and the Jews resorted to him because he was the most honorable of them all. And there were two of the ancients of the people appointed judges that year, of whom the Lord said, Iniquity came out from Babylon from the ancient judges that seemed to govern the people. These men frequented the house of Joachim, and all that had any matters of judgment came to them. And when the people departed away at noon, Susanna went in and walked in her husband's orchard. And the old men saw her going in every day and walking, and they were inflamed with lust towards her. And they perverted their own mind and turned away their eyes that they might not look unto heaven nor remember just judgments. So they were both wounded with the love of her, yet they did not make known their grief one to the other. For they were ashamed to declare to one another their lust, being desirous to have to do with her. And they watched carefully every day to see her. And one said to the other, Let us now go home, for it is dinner time. So going out, they departed one from another. And turning back again, they came both to the same place. And asking one another the cause, they acknowledged their lust. And then they agreed upon a time when they might find her alone. And it fell out, as they watched a fit day, she went in on a time as yesterday and the day before, with two maids only, and was desirous to wash herself in the orchard, for it was hot weather. And there was nobody there, but the two old men that had hid themselves and were beholding her. So she said to the maids, Bring me oil and washing balls, and shut the doors of the orchard, that I may wash me. And they did as she bade them, and they shut the doors of the orchard, and went out by a back door to fetch what she had commanded them, and they knew not that the elders were hid within. Now when the maids were gone forth, the two elders arose, and ran to her, and said, Behold, the doors of the orchard are shut, and nobody seeth us, and we are in love with thee. Wherefore consent to us, and lie with us. But if thou wilt not, we will bear witness against thee, that a young man was with thee, and therefore thou didst send away thy maids from thee. Susanna sighed and said, I am straitened on every side, for if I do this thing, it is death to me, and if I do it not, I shall not escape your hands. But it is better for me to fall into your hands without doing it than to sin in the sight of the Lord. With that Susanna cried out with a loud voice, and the elders also cried out against her. And one of them ran to the door of the orchard and opened it. So when the servants of the house heard the cry in the orchard, they rushed in by the back door to see what was the matter. But after the old men had spoken, the servants were greatly ashamed, for never had there been any such word said of Susanna. And on the next day, when the people were come to Joachim her husband, the two elders also came full of wicked device against Susanna to put her to death. And they said before the people, Send to Susanna, daughter of Helcias, the wife of Joachim. And presently they sent, and she came with her parents and children and all her kindred. Now Susanna was exceeding delicate and beautiful to behold. But those wicked men commanded that her face should be uncovered, for she was covered, that so at least they might be satisfied with her beauty. Therefore her friends and all her acquaintance wept. But the two elders, rising up in the midst of the people, laid their hands upon her head, and she, weeping, looked up to heaven, for her heart had confidence in the Lord. And the elders said, As we walked in the orchard alone, this woman came in with two maids, and shut the doors of the orchard, and sent away the maids from her. Then a young man that was there, hid, came to her, and lay with her. But we that were in a corner of the orchard, seeing this wickedness, ran up to them, and we saw them lie together. And him indeed we could not take, because he was stronger than us, and opening the doors he leaped out. But having taken this woman, we asked who the young man was, but she would not tell us. Of this thing we are witnesses. The multitude believed them as being the elders and the judges of the people, and they condemned her to death. Then Susanna cried out with a loud voice and said, O eternal God, who knowest hidden things, who knowest all things before they come to pass, thou knowest that they have borne false witness against me. And behold, I must die, whereas I have done none of these things, which these men have maliciously forged against me. And the Lord heard her voice. And when she was led to be put to death, the Lord raised up the holy spirit of a young boy, whose name was Daniel. And he cried out with a loud voice, I am clear from the blood of this woman. Then all the people, turning themselves towards him, said, What meaneth this word that thou hast spoken? But he, standing in the midst of them, said, Are ye so foolish, ye children of Israel, that without examination or knowledge of the truth, you have condemned a daughter of Israel? Return to judgment, for they have borne false witness against her. So all the people turned again in haste, and the old men said to him, Come and sit thou down among us, and show it us, seeing God hath given thee the honor of old age. And Daniel said to the people, Separate these two far from one another, and I will examine them. So when they were put asunder one from the other, he called one of them and said to him, O thou that art grown old in evil days, now are thy sins come out, which thou hast committed before, in judging unjust judgments, oppressing the innocent, and letting the guilty to go free, whereas the Lord saith, The innocent and the just thou shalt not kill. Now then, if thou sawest her, tell me under what tree thou sawest them conversing together. He said, Under a mastic tree. And Daniel said, Well hast thou lied against thy own head, for behold, the angel of God, having received the sentence of him, shall cut thee in two. And having put him aside, he commanded that the other should come. And he said to him, O thou seed of Canaan, and not of Judah, beauty hath deceived thee, and lust hath perverted thy heart. Thus did you do to the daughters of Israel, and they for fear conversed with you. But a daughter of Judah would not abide your wickedness. Now therefore tell me, under what tree didst thou take them conversing together? And he answered, Under a holm tree. And Daniel said to him, Well hast thou also lied against thy own head, for the angel of the Lord waiteth with a sword to cut thee in two, and to destroy you. With that all the assembly cried out with a loud voice, and they blessed God, who saveth them that trust in him. And they rose up against the two elders, for Daniel had convicted them of false witness by their own mouth. And they did to them as they had maliciously dealt against their neighbor, to fulfill the law of Moses. And they put them to death, and innocent blood was saved in that day. But Helcias and his wife praised God for their daughter Susanna, with Joachim her husband, and all her kindred, because there was no dishonesty found in her. And Daniel became great in the sight of the people from that day and thenceforward. And King Astyages was gathered to his fathers, and Cyrus the Persian received his kingdom. Chapter 14. The History of Bel, and of the Great Serpent Worshipped by the Babylonians. And Daniel was the king's guest, and was honored above all his friends. Now the Babylonians had an idol called Bel, and there were spent upon him every day 12 great measures of fine flour, and 40 sheep, and 60 vessels of wine. The king also worshipped him, and went every day to adore him, but Daniel adored his God. And the king said to him, Why dost thou not adore Bel? And he answered and said to him, Because I do not worship idols made with hands, but the living God that created heaven and earth, and hath power over all flesh. And the king said to him, Doth not Bel seem to thee to be a living God? Seest thou not how much he eateth and drinketh every day? Then Daniel smiled and said, O king, be not deceived, for this is but clay within and brass without. Neither hath he eaten at any time. And the king, being angry, called for his priests, and said to them, If you tell me not who it is that eateth up these expenses, you shall die. But if you can show that Bel eateth these things, Daniel shall die, because he hath blasphemed against Bel. And Daniel said to the king, Be it done according to thy word. Now the priests of Bel were 70, besides their wives and little ones and children. And the king went with Daniel into the temple of Bel. And the priests of Bel said, Behold, we go out, and do thou, O king, set on the meats, and make ready the wine, and shut the door fast, and seal it with thy own ring. And when thou comest in the morning, if thou findest not that Bel hath eaten up all, we will suffer death, or else Daniel that hath lied against us. And they little regarded it, because they had made under the table a secret entrance, and they always came in by it and consumed those things. So it came to pass, after they were gone out, the king set the meats before Bel, and Daniel commanded his servants, and they brought ashes, and he sifted them all over the temple before the king. And going forth they shut the door, and having sealed it with the king's ring, they departed. But the priests went in by night, according to their custom, with their wives and their children, and they ate and drank up all. And the king arose early in the morning, and Daniel with him. And the king said, Are the seals whole, Daniel? And he answered, They are whole, O king. And as soon as he had opened the door, the king looked upon the table and cried out with a loud voice, Great art thou, O Bel, and there is not any deceit with thee. And Daniel laughed, and he held the king that he should not go in. And he said, Behold the pavement, mark whose footsteps these are. And the king said, I see the footsteps of men and women and children. And the king was angry. Then he took the priests and their wives and their children, and they showed him the private doors by which they came in, and consumed the things that were on the table. The king therefore put them to death, and delivered Bel into the power of Daniel, who destroyed him and his temple. And there was a great dragon in that place, and the Babylonians worshipped him. And the king said to Daniel, Behold, thou canst not say now that this is not a living God. Adore him therefore. And Daniel said, I adore the Lord my God, for he is the living God, but that is no living God. But give me leave, O king, and I will kill this dragon without sword or club. And the king said, I give thee leave. Then Daniel took pitch and fat and hair and boiled them together, and he made lumps and put them into the dragon's mouth, and the dragon burst asunder. And he said, Behold him whom you worshipped. And when the Babylonians had heard this, they took great indignation, and being gathered together against the king, they said, The king is become a Jew. He hath destroyed Bel, he hath killed the dragon, and he hath put the priests to death. And they came to the king and said, Deliver us, Daniel, or else we will destroy thee and thy house. And the king saw that they pressed upon him violently, and being constrained by necessity, he delivered Daniel to them. And they cast him into the den of lions, and he was there 6 days. And in the den there were 7 lions, and they had given to them 2 carcasses every day and 2 sheep. But then they were not given unto them, that they might devour Daniel. Now there was in Judea a prophet called Habakkuk, and he had boiled pottage, and had broken bread in a bowl, and was going into the field to carry it to the reapers. And the angel of the Lord said to Habakkuk, Carry the dinner which thou hast into Babylon to Daniel, who is in the lion's den. And Habakkuk said, Lord, I never saw Babylon, nor do I know the den. And the angel of the Lord took him by the top of his head, and carried him by the hair of his head, and set him in Babylon over the den in the force of his spirit. And Habakkuk cried, saying, O Daniel, thou servant of God, take the dinner that God hath sent thee. And Daniel said, Thou hast remembered me, O God, and thou hast not forsaken them that love thee. And Daniel arose and ate. And the angel of the Lord presently set Habakkuk again in his own place. And upon the 7th day the king came to bewail Daniel. And he came to the den and looked in, and behold, Daniel was sitting in the midst of the lions. And the king cried out with a loud voice, saying, Great art thou, O Lord, the God of Daniel. And he drew him out of the lion's den. But those that had been the cause of his destruction he cast into the den, and they were devoured in a moment before him. Then the king said, Let all the inhabitants of the whole earth fear the God of Daniel, for he is the Savior, working signs and wonders in the earth, who hath delivered Daniel out of the lion's den. Thus concludes the prophecy of Daniel. The Prophecy of O.C. Chapter 1. By marrying a harlot, and by the names of his children, the prophet sets forth the crimes of Israel and their punishment. He foretells their redemption by Christ. The word of the Lord that came to O.C., the son of Beeri, in the days of Ozias, Joathan, Achaz, and Ezekias, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joas, king of Israel. The beginning of the Lord speaking by Ose, and the Lord said to Ose, Go, take thee a wife of fornications, and have of her children of fornications, for the land by fornication shall depart from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Debelaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, Call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will visit the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and I will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. And in that day I will break in pieces the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bore a daughter. And he said to him, Call her name without mercy, for I will not add any more to have mercy on the house of Israel, but I will utterly forget them. And I will have mercy on the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God. And I will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, nor by horses, nor by horsemen. And she weaned her that was called without mercy, and she conceived and bore a son. And he said, Call his name not my people, for you are not my people, and I will not be yours. And the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, that is without measure, and shall not be numbered. And it shall be in the place where it shall be said to them, You are not my people. It shall be said to them, Ye are the sons of the living God. And the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together, and they shall appoint themselves one head, and shall come up out of the land. For great is the day of Jezreel. Chapter 2. Israel is justly punished for leaving God. The abundance of grace in the church of Christ. Say ye to your brethren, You are my people, and to your sister, Thou hast obtained mercy. Judge your mother, judge her, because she is not my wife, and I am not her husband. Let her put away her fornications from her face, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked, and set her as in the day that she was born, and I will make her as a wilderness, will set her as a land that none can pass through, and will kill her with drought. And I will not have mercy on her children, for they are the children of fornications. For their mother hath committed fornication. She that conceived them is covered with shame, for she said, I will go after my lovers, that give me my bread, and my water, my wool, and my flax, my oil, and my drink. Wherefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and I will stop it up with a wall, and she shall not find her paths. And she shall follow after her lovers, and shall not overtake them, and she shall seek them, and shall not find, and she shall say, I will go, and return to my first husband, because it was better with me then than now. And she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they have used in the service of Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in its season, and my wine in its season, and I will set at liberty my wool and my flax, which covered her disgrace. And now I will lay open her folly in the eyes of her lovers, and no man shall deliver her out of my hand. And I will cause all her mirth to cease, her solemnities, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her festival times. And I will destroy her vines, and her fig trees, of which she said, These are my rewards, which my lovers have given me, and I will make her as a forest, and the beasts of the field shall devour her. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, to whom she burnt incense, and decked herself out with her earrings, and with her jewels, and went after her lovers, and forgot me, saith the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, and will lead her into the wilderness, and I will speak to her heart. And I will give her vine dressers out of the same place, and the valley of Achor for an opening of hope. And she shall sing there according to the days of her youth, and according to the days of her coming up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be in that day, saith the Lord, that she shall call me my husband, and she shall call me no more Baali. And I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and she shall no more remember their name. And in that day I will make a covenant with them, with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of the air, and with the creeping things of the earth. And I will destroy the bow and the sword, and war out of the land, and I will make them sleep secure. And I will espouse thee to me forever. And I will espouse thee to me in justice, and judgment, and in mercy, and in commiserations. And I will espouse thee to me in faith, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and these shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy on her that was without mercy. And I will say to that which was not my people, Thou art my people. And they shall say, Thou art my God. Chapter 3. The prophet is commanded again to love an adulteress, to signify God's love to the synagogue. The wretched state of the Jews for a long time, till at last they shall be converted. And the Lord said to me, Go yet again and love a woman beloved of her friend and an adulteress, as the Lord loveth the children of Israel, and they look to strange gods and love the husks of the grapes. And I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver, and for a core of barley, and for a half a core of barley. And I said to her, Thou shalt wait for me many days, thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt be no man's, and I also will wait for thee. For the children of Israel shall sit many days without king, and without prince, and without sacrifice, and without altar, and without ephod, and without teraphim. And after this the children of Israel shall return, and shall seek the Lord their God, and David their king, and they shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the last days. Chapter 4. God's judgment against the sins of Israel. Judah is warned not to follow their example. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord shall enter into judgment with the inhabitants of the land. For there is no truth, and there is no mercy, and there is no knowledge of God in the land. Cursing and lying and killing and theft and adultery have overflowed, and blood hath touched blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth in it shall languish with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of the air. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be gathered together. But yet let not any man judge, and let not a man be rebuked, for thy people are as they that contradict the priest. Thou shalt fall today, and the prophet also shall fall with thee. In the night I have made thy mother to be silent. My people have been silent because they had no knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will reject thee, that thou shalt not do the office of priesthood to me. And thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. According to the multitude of them, so have they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They shall eat the sins of my people, and shall lift up their souls to their iniquity. And there shall be like people like priests, and I will visit their ways upon them, and I will repay them their devices. And they shall eat, and shall not be filled. They have committed fornication, and have not ceased, because they have forsaken the Lord in not observing his law. Fornication and wine and drunkenness take away the understanding. My people have consulted their stocks, and their staff hath declared unto them, for the spirit of fornication hath deceived them, and they have committed fornication against their God. They offered sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and burnt incense upon the hills, under the oak, and the poplar, and the turpentine tree, because the shadow thereof was good. Therefore shall your daughters commit fornication, and your spouses shall be adulteresses. I will not visit upon your daughters when they shall commit fornication, and upon your spouses when they shall commit adultery, because themselves conversed with harlots, and offered sacrifice with the effeminate, and the people that doth not understand shall be beaten. If thou play the harlot, O Israel, at least let not Judah offend, and go ye not into Galgal, and come not up into Bethaven, and do not swear, the Lord liveth. For Israel hath gone astray like a wanton heifer. Now will the Lord feed them as a lamb in a spacious place. Ephraim is a partaker with idols. Let him alone. Their banquet is separated. They have gone astray by fornication. They that should have protected them have loved to bring shame upon them. The wind hath bound them up in its wings. They shall be confounded because of their sacrifices. Chapter 5. God's threats against the priests, the people, and the princes of Israel for their idolatry. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, O ye house of Israel, and give ear, O house of the king. For there is a judgment against you, because you have been a snare to them whom you should have watched over, and a net spread upon Thabor. And you have turned aside victims into the depth, and I am the teacher of them all. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. For now Ephraim hath committed fornication, Israel is defiled. They will not set their thoughts to return to their God, for the spirit of fornication is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord. And the pride of Israel shall answer in his face, and Israel and Ephraim shall fall in their iniquity. Judah also shall fall with them. With their flocks and with their herds they shall go to seek the Lord, and shall not find him. He is withdrawn from them. They have transgressed against the Lord, for they have begotten children that are strangers. Now shall a month devour them with their portions. Blow ye the cornet in Gibeah, the trumpet in Ramah. Howl ye in Bethaven. Behind thy back, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall be in desolation in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel I have shown that which shall surely be. The princes of Judah are become as they that take up the bound. I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Ephraim is under oppression and broken in judgment, because he began to go after filthiness. And I will be like a moth to Ephraim, and like rottenness to the house of Judah. And Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah his band. And Ephraim went to the Assyrian, and sent to the avenging king. And he shall not be able to heal you, neither shall he be able to take off the band from you. For I will be like a lioness to Ephraim, and like a lion's whelp to the house of Judah. I will catch and go. I will take away, and there is none that can rescue. I will go and return to my place until you are consumed and seek my face. Chapter 6. Affliction shall be a means to bring many to Christ, a complaint of the untowardness of the Jews. God loves mercy more than sacrifice. In their affliction they will rise early to me. Come and let us return to the Lord, for he hath taken us, and he will heal us. He will strike, and he will cure us. He will revive us after 2 days. On the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. We shall know, and we shall follow on, that we may know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning light, and he will come to us as the early and the latter rain to the earth. What shall I do to thee, O Ephraim? What shall I do to thee, O Judah? Your mercy is as a morning cloud, and as the dew that goeth away in the morning. For this reason have I hewed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments shall go forth as the light. For I desired mercy, and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than holocausts. But they, like Adam, have transgressed the covenant. There have they dealt treacherously against me. Galaad is a city of workers of idols, supplanted with blood. And like the jaws of highway robbers, they conspire with the priests who murder in the way those that pass out of Sichem, for they have wrought wickedness. I have seen a horrible thing in the house of Israel, the fornications of Ephraim. There Israel is defiled. And thou also, O Judah, set thee a harvest, when I shall bring back the captivity of my people. Chapter 7. The manifold sins of Israel and of their kings hinder the Lord from healing them. When I would have healed Israel, the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they have committed falsehood, and the thief has come in to steal, the robber is without. And lest they may say in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness, their own devices now have beset them about. They have been done before my face. They have made the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, like an oven heated by the baker. The city rested a little from the mingling of the leaven, till the whole was leavened. The day of our king, the princes began to be mad with wine. He stretched out his hand with scorners. Because they have applied their heart like an oven, when he laid snares for them, he slept all the night baking them. In the morning he himself was heated as a flaming fire. They were all heated like an oven, and have devoured their judges. All their kings have fallen. There is none amongst them that calleth unto me. Ephraim himself is mixed among the nations. Ephraim is become as bread baked under the ashes, that is not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knew it not. Yea, gray hairs also are spread about upon him, and he is ignorant of it. And the pride of Israel shall be humbled before his face. And they have not returned to the Lord their God, nor have they sought him in all these. And Ephraim is become as a dove that is decoyed, not having a heart. They called upon Egypt, they went to the Assyrians. And when they shall go, I will spread my net upon them. I will bring them down as the fowl of the air. I will strike them as their congregation hath heard. Woe to them, for they have departed from me. They shall be wasted because they have transgressed against me, and I redeem them. And they have spoken lies against me. And they have not cried to me with their heart, but they howled in their beds. They have thought upon wheat and wine. They are departed from me. And I have chastised them and strengthened their arms, and they have imagined evil against me. They returned that they might be without yoke. They became like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This is their derision in the land of Egypt. Chapter 8. The Israelites are threatened with destruction for their impiety and idolatry. Let there be a trumpet in thy throat like an eagle upon the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and have violated my law. They shall call upon me, O my God, we Israel know thee. Israel hath cast off the thing that is good, the enemy shall pursue him. They have reigned, but not by me. They have been princes, and I knew not. Of their silver and their gold they have made idols to themselves, that they might perish. Thy calf, O Samaria, is cast off. My wrath is kindled against them. How long will they be incapable of being cleansed? For itself also is the invention of Israel. A workman made it, and it is no god. For the calf of Samaria shall be turned to spiders' webs. For they shall sow wind and reap a whirlwind. There is no standing stalk in it. The bud shall yield no meal. And if it should yield, strangers shall eat it. Israel is swallowed up. Now is he become among the nations like an unclean vessel. For they are gone up to Assyria, a wild ass alone by himself. Ephraim hath given gifts to his lovers. But even though they shall have hired the nations, now will I gather them together, and they shall rest a while from the burden of the king and the princes, because Ephraim has made many altars to sin. Altars are become to him unto sin. I shall write to him my manifold laws, which have been accounted as foreign. They shall offer victims, they shall sacrifice flesh, and shall eat it, and the Lord will not receive them. Now will he remember their iniquity, and will visit their sins. They shall return to Egypt. And Israel hath forgotten his Maker, and hath built temples, and Judah hath built many fenced cities. And I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour the houses thereof. Chapter 9. The distress and captivity of Israel for their sins and idolatry. Rejoice not, O Israel, rejoice not as the nations do, for thou hast committed fornication against thy God. Thou hast loved a reward upon every corn floor. The floor and the winepress shall not feed them, and the wine shall deceive them. They shall not dwell in the Lord's land. Ephraim is returned to Egypt, and hath eaten unclean things among the Assyrians. They shall not offer wine to the Lord, neither shall they please him. Their sacrifices shall be like the bread of mourners. All that shall eat it shall be defiled, for their bread is life for their soul. It shall not enter into the house of the Lord. What will you do in the solemn day, in the day of the feast of the Lord? For behold, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them together. Memphis shall bury them. Nettles shall inherit their beloved silver. The burr shall be in their tabernacles. The days of visitation are come. The days of repaying are come. Know ye, O Israel, that the prophet was foolish, the spiritual man was mad, for the multitude of thy iniquity and the multitude of thy madness. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God. The prophet has become a snare of ruin upon all his ways. Madness is in the house of his God. They have sinned deeply, as in the days of Geba. He will remember their iniquity and will visit their sin. I found Israel like grapes in the desert. I saw their fathers like the first fruits of the fig tree in the top thereof. But they went into Baal-Figor, and alienated themselves to that confusion, and became abominable, as those things were which they loved. As for Ephraim, their glory hath flown away like a bird from the birth, and from the womb, and from the conception. And though they should bring up their children, I will make them without children among men, yea, and woe to them, when I shall depart from them. Ephraim, as I saw, was a Tyre founded in beauty. And Ephraim shall bring out his children to the murderer. Give them, O Lord, what wilt thou give them? Give them a womb without children and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Galgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their devices I will cast them forth out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is struck. Their root is dried up. They shall yield no fruit. And if they should have issue, I will slay the best beloved fruit of their womb. My God will cast them away because they hearkened not to him. They shall be wanderers among the nations. Chapter 10. After many benefits, great affliction shall fall upon the 10 tribes for their ingratitude to God. Israel, a vine full of branches, the fruit is agreeable to it. According to the multitude of his fruit, he hath multiplied altars. According to the plenty of his land, he hath abounded with idols. Their heart is divided. Now they shall perish. He shall break down their idols. He shall destroy their altars. For now they shall say, we have no king, because we fear not the Lord. And what shall a king do to us? You speak words of an unprofitable vision, and you shall make a covenant, and judgment shall spring up as bitterness in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria have worshipped the kine of Bethaven, for the people thereof have mourned over it, and the wardens of its temple that rejoiced over it in its glory, because it is departed from it. For itself also is carried into Assyria, a present to the avenging king. Shame shall fall upon Ephraim, and Israel shall be confounded in his own will. Samaria hath made her king to pass as froth upon the face of the water, and the high places of the idol. The sin of Israel shall be destroyed. The burr and the thistle shall grow up over their altars, and they shall say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall upon us. From the days of Geba Israel hath sinned. There they stood. The battle in Geba against the children of iniquity shall not overtake them. According to my desire I will chastise them, and the nations shall be gathered together against them, when they shall be chastised for their two iniquities. Ephraim is a heifer taught to love to tread out corn. But I passed over upon the beauty of her neck. I will ride upon Ephraim. Judah shall plow. Jacob shall break the furrows for himself. Sow for yourselves in justice, and reap in the mouth of mercy. Break up your fallow ground. But the time to seek the Lord is when he shall come that shall teach you justice. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lying, because thou hast trusted in thy ways, in the multitude of thy strong ones. A tumult shall arise among thy people, and all thy fortresses shall be destroyed, as Salmunna was destroyed by the house of him that judged Baal in the day of battle, the mother being dashed in pieces upon her children. So hath Bethel done to you because of the evil of your iniquities. Chapter 11. God proceeds in threatening Israel for their ingratitude, yet he will not utterly destroy them. As the morning passeth, so hath the king of Israel passed away, because Israel was a child, and I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. As they called them, they went away from before their face. They offered victims to Balaam, and sacrificed to idols. And I was like a foster father to Ephraim. I carried them in my arms, and they knew not that I healed them. I will draw them with the cords of Adam, with the bands of love, and I will be to them as one that taketh off the yoke on their jaws. And I put his meat to him that he might eat. He shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrians shall be his king, because they would not be converted. The sword hath begun in his cities, and it shall consume his chosen men, and shall devour their heads. And my people shall long for my return, but a yoke shall be put upon them together, which shall not be taken off. How shall I deal with thee, O Ephraim? Shall I protect thee, O Israel? How shall I make thee as Adama? Shall I set thee as Siboam? My heart is turned within me, my repentance is stirred up. I will not execute the fierceness of my wrath. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, because I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar as a lion, because he shall roar, and the children of the sea shall fear. And they shall fly away like a bird out of Egypt, and like a dove out of the land of the Assyrians, and I will place them in their own houses, saith the Lord. Ephraim hath compassed me about with denials, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah went down as a witness with God, and is faithful with the saints. End of side one. Please fast forward.